Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going deep on something a lot of people deal with, I think. Estrangement between parents and adult children.
Mm-hmm. Tough topic.
It is, yeah. And we've got a great article for this deep dive. It really unpacks the reasons why it happens, the emotional, you know, fallout for everyone, and even some ways people try to reconnect, you know, if that's even possible.
Yeah.
But just imagine that for a second. Like a door just slams shut between you and your kid.
Hard to even think about it.
Yeah. Painful. Mm. Confusing. And that's what we're going to try to understand today.
Well, and this article really stresses something right off the bat. It's like, hold on, don't jump to fixing it. We got to understand the why first.
Yeah, and I thought that was interesting too.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people just assume, oh, there's this huge fight. That's it. They're estranged.
You're right. Right.
But the article was like, no. Usually it's not like that.
It's years sometimes. Like little resentments, misunderstandings. We just don't deal with them and they build up.
Yeah. Kind of like ignoring a small crack in the foundation.
Exactly. And then one day, the whole house is leaning. You know, in any relationship, if you leave these things, it just grows into this huge problem.
That makes sense. So not one event, but like a series of things over time.
It could be. It could be stuff from childhood that never got resolved. Maybe disagreements that happened recently.
Yeah.
Or even just like different values. You know, different lifestyles you're living. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it might not even be a specific thing, but just this feeling that, you know, we're not connected anymore.
Like a disconnect.
Yeah. Like the relationship's not good for either person.
You know, there was this one part that I was really surprised by. It was about how sometimes adult sibling rivalry can play a role.
Oh, that's interesting.
I always thought that was like a when your kids thing.
Yeah.
But like, how could that lead to estrangement with a parent?
Well, think about it. Let's say one sibling always feels like they're the black sheep of the family.
Yeah, I get it.
Always compared to the other one. That feeling, you know, of not being good enough.
Right.
It can affect how they see their parent.
Right, right.
And it can damage that relationship.
Almost like it spills over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the article has these examples. Like, if a parent seems to favor one kid, or arguments about inheritance, or even, you know, like, how much each sibling helps their aging parents. All that can be like a pressure cooker.
Hmm. It makes you think, you know?
Yeah.
Like even small things you do as a parent
could
have this big impact on the whole family.
Right. And this is where that understanding the why is so important. If you're trying to reconnect with your child, you can't just ignore how they feel, right? Or tell them they're wrong. You have to really try to get it and admit that maybe, you know, you did something that hurt them.
Like seeing it from their side.
Exactly. And that leads us to the emotional side of this, because the article says it can feel like grieving a death for the parent.
I thought that was really powerful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not just missing them, right?
Yeah. No.
It's like losing that whole relationship you had and all the hopes you had for the future.
And then on top of the grief, there's often a lot of guilt. Parents replaying everything, thinking, where did I mess up?
It's got to be hard not to do that.
Yeah.
But the article's saying, don't get stuck in the guilt.
Yeah. Because it's almost never just one person's fault.
Right. And we also have to remember that the adult child is going through their own stuff too.
Right. Anger, hurt, maybe even relief sometimes.
And even if you don't agree with what they did, the article says empathy is key.
Yeah, like trying to understand their feelings, even if you don't think they're right to be estranged.
So it's like saying, I see you're hurting.
Yeah.
And I want to understand why.
And that could be the first step towards fixing things. It doesn't mean agreeing with them, but it does mean showing that you care, you know?
You're acknowledging their feelings.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The article goes even broader then. It's like, okay, how does society, how does culture play a part in this?
Yeah.
And they even talk about Western individualism. Like, could that be a factor?
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if we're all about be independent, follow your own path.
Right.
Does that also make family ties feel less important?
Hmm. I've never thought about it like that.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? Have we all sort of bought into this idea that if a relationship isn't working for me, I can just walk away?
Makes you wonder how much of how we see family comes from, like society, not just our own experiences.
Right. And then the article also points out how much people move now, you know, for work, for school. Families are spread all over. And even though we have technology to stay in touch, it's not the same as being there.
Right, face to face.
Yeah.
So it's like all these things together.
Mm-hmm.
our choices, culture changing, even just distance. It's all part of this complicated picture of families.
It is, and there's no easy answer. Every family, every situation is different.
But I guess what this article is saying is we need to understand all of that before we can even start to figure out what to do.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like our own lives are tied into all these bigger things, like, you know, how society's changing.
It makes this whole estrangement thing even more complicated.
Right.
It's not just about families. It's about everything around them, too.
Exactly. And that's why, like, trying to fix things, there's no easy answer. It takes work, being aware of yourself and really seeing the other person's point of view.
Yeah. And sometimes the article even mentions getting professional help.
Yeah.
Like going to therapy.
Oh, right. It says that can be really helpful, not just for the individual, but for families as a whole.
Because sometimes, I guess, you just need someone who's not in the middle of it.
Right. To help you see what's really going on.
Yeah. Like all the little hurts and stuff that maybe no one's even saying out loud.
Exactly. Those unspoken things can be driving the estrangement, you know. And a therapist can help you talk about it in a safe way.
Learn how to actually communicate.
Yeah, and the article was really clear about this. Finding the right therapist is so important. Someone who's dealt with families who understands this stuff.
Makes sense. Like having a guide to help you through the tough conversations.
Yeah, because sometimes it's like you're so tangled up in everything, you can't even see straight.
But the article isn't all doom and gloom.
Yeah.
It talks about hope, too. Like even when things seem impossible.
Oh, yeah. There's a part about acceptance that really stuck with me.
Yeah. Because sometimes it's like letting go is the best thing you can do for yourself and the other person.
It's tough, but it doesn't mean you're giving up.
Yeah.
It's more like, okay, this is the situation right now. I'm not going to try to force things to be different.
Accepting it, yeah.
Yeah. And then I can focus on what I can do, like how I act, how I respond to things.
So you're finding peace with yourself.
Yeah. And that's why support is so important. The article mentions groups, online communities, even just having good friends who will listen.
Yeah, because this has got to be hard to go through alone.
It is. Talking to people who get it, it helps. You don't feel so isolated.
Right. You're not the only one.
Yeah.
And even if you can't reconnect, the article talks about the possibility of building a new kind of relationship.
Oh, right. It's like not going back to how things were, but creating something totally different.
The new beginning, almost.
Yeah. Based on respect, honesty, letting go of old patterns.
That's a big shift.
It is. And the article says that sometimes setting boundaries can be the most loving thing you can do.
It's like showing that you respect their space.
Yeah. And that you're willing to meet them where they are.
Okay, so self-reflection, active listening, healthy boundaries. What else is in this toolkit for rebuilding things?
Well, communicating, but not just any communication. You know, it's got to be clear, purposeful, expressing your feeling without blaming the other person.
And being open to hearing their feelings.
Right, which can be hard.
Yeah, it's like both sides being vulnerable.
It is. It takes time to rebuild trust. And there will probably be bumps along the way.
Like misunderstandings, maybe even arguments.
Yeah. But if both people really want to fix the relationship, there's always hope.
Yeah. And I think what I like about this article is it's honest. Estrangement's complicated. There's no quick fix.
Right.
But it gives you ways to think about it, ways to handle it, even when it's heartbreaking.
And it reminds us to be kind, you know, to ourselves and to the other person.
It's funny how this whole conversation's kind of zoomed out, hasn't it? We started with, like, what's happening inside families.
Right.
But now it's like we're looking at society, at culture.
Because all that plays a part, too. It's easy to forget that when you're focused on your own situation.
Yeah. So is reconciliation always possible? Is it always what people should aim for?
Well, the article's pretty clear about this. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, it just won't happen.
It hurts too much?
Yeah.
Or maybe the other person just isn't ready?
Yeah. And that's really, really hard to accept.
It must be.
Yeah. And that's when having support is so important.
Like those groups, forums we talked about.
Right, because they get it. They've been through it too.
Yeah.
Even just one good friend who listens without judging, that can make such a difference.
It's like you're not alone in this.
Yeah.
And the article also talks about taking care of yourself during all this.
Yeah. That's so important. It's easy to forget about that when you're hurting.
Yeah. But you got to make sure you're okay too.
You do. Whether it's therapy, just writing things down, spending time in nature.
Whatever helps you feel better.
Yeah. Taking care of yourself, it's not selfish.
No.
It's essential.
Because you need to be strong to go through this.
You do. And the article, it doesn't end with just sadness, you know? Even when you can't reconnect, it says maybe you can build a different kind of relationship if there's ever a chance.
What does that look like? Like, how could that even work?
It's like realizing, okay, we're not parent-child anymore, we're adults.
So, new rules.
Yeah. Respect, boundaries, communication.
That's a big change.
It is. It might mean setting limits on how much you talk, or maybe just sending a card on their birthday.
But still, trying to move forward.
Yeah, with compassion.
It all comes back to that, doesn't it? Compassion for yourself and for them.
It does. It's easy to get caught up in blaming, but everyone's hurting here.
So even when it's hard, choosing to be kind, that's what helps people heal.
Yeah. I think that's what I take away from this whole article.
Me too. It doesn't give you easy answers, but it makes you think
Yeah, it does.
about how complicated all this is, the emotional stuff, and how long it takes to get better.
It's like a map, not a GPS.
Right. It gives you a direction, but the journey is different for everyone.
Exactly. And I think for anyone listening, whether you're going through this or just want to understand it better, remember, you're not alone. Estrangement happens more than people realize. And there are people who get it, who can help.
Yeah, reach out. Connect with others.
Because even when things are tough, there's always hope. You can heal, you can grow.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep talking about this stuff.
It's wild, right? We started talking about like specific things families do. And now it's like zoom out. Here's the whole picture of society and how that affects
Yeah,
things.
because it all connects, you know? Easy to forget that when you're right in the middle of it all.
So, big question then. Can people always reconnect? Should they even try?
The article, it gets real about this. Sometimes, no matter what you do, it's not going to happen.
Like the hurt is just too much?
It can be, or the trust is broken so bad you can't fix it. Or sometimes the other person, they're just not ready.
Oof. It's got to be hard to swallow.
It is. It's like grieving, letting go of this idea of what you thought the relationship would be.
Yeah. And that's where, like the article says, you need support.
Right. Find your people, the ones who get it.
Like those groups, online things we mentioned.
Or even just a friend who's good at listening. No judgment. Just being there for you. It makes a
Yeah.
difference. It's like proof that you're not alone in this.
Exactly.
And it sounds like even taking care of yourself is important.
Oh, super important. But it's hard to remember that when you're going through something like this. It's easy to just forget about yourself.
You're so focused on everything else.
Right. But whether it's therapy, writing stuff down, getting out in nature, whatever works for you, it
Yeah,
matters.
it's not selfish.
Not at all. It's how you stay strong through all this.
You got to put your own oxygen mask on first.
Yeah, exactly. And even when it seems like, okay, this is it, there's no going back, the article says maybe there's a different relationship you can build if the chance ever comes.
That's kind of a mind-blowing idea. What would that even look like?
It's realizing that, okay, you're not parent and child the way you used to be.
Grown-ups now.
Yeah. So it needs new rules, respect, boundaries, open communication, all that stuff.
Sounds tough.
It is. It might mean like setting limits on how often you talk, or maybe it's just sending a birthday card once a year. You
Yeah.
know, it's about figuring out what works for both people, but always, always with compassion.
Man, that word keeps coming up.
Because it's key. Easy to get stuck in blame, but everyone's hurting in these situations.
So choosing to be kind, even when it's hard, that's what helps everyone heal.
It does. And I think this whole article, it doesn't try to sugarcoat things.
Right.
It's like, yeah, this is messy. This is tough.
It's
But
real.
it gives you ways to think about it, ways to handle it, even when it hurts.
And for anyone listening out there who's dealing with this or just wants to understand it better,
Remember, it's more common than you think. And there are people who get it. Who can help?
don't be afraid to reach out, talk to people, find your support system.
Yeah, because even in the toughest times, there's always hope. You can heal, you can grow.
And that's what we're all about here on the Deep Dive. Thanks for sticking with us through this one. Keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and keep the conversation going. See you next time.